views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life, you.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. We are so glad to be here. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Spiritual Diagnostics. This is your host, Carol Dorian.
And this is your host, Justice Welling.
Jay and I are so delighted to be talking to you today.
I think we have such an awesome show today.
We certainly do. We're going to be talking about the anatomy of the spirit. So in today's show, when we're discussing the anatomy of the spirit, whoever has any questions, feel free to call in, ask your questions, express your opinions. We would absolutely love to hear from you. So as we're discussing the anatomy of the spirit, we're going to be talking about exactly what the anatomy of the spirit means. Anatomy of the spirit is just like our physical anatomy. In our physical, we have our heart, our lungs, our pancreas, kidneys, liver, the vital organs that keep us living, keep us flowing, keep us healthy, if those organs are healthy. In our spiritual body, in the anatomy of the spirit, we have our aura that is very responsible for everything that we come into contact, how we take it in. It's very much like it's our filter, and it's very similar to, in the physical body, our kidneys. What goes into our body, we absorb it and we release it. What goes into our atmosphere, what comes into our lives, our aura experiences it, absorbs it, and if that aura is healthy, it releases it. Then we have the spirit, or the soul, if you will, depending upon certain religious philosophies, depending upon certain spiritual views. Some people will refer to it as the spirit, where some people are going to refer to this as the soul. They are one and the same. And this is the memory. This is the spiritual memory. Your spirit records past lives, experiences, and memories that your physical mind has no recollection of.
You know, one of the most important parts of the spiritual anatomy is your chakra system. Just how in the physical you can have a blocked artery, a heart arrhythmia, or even heart failure. In the spiritual, in your heart chakra, you can have a blocked chakra. Sometimes you could have overactivity, underactivity, a collapsed chakra. And just how you need, just how the heart is such an important organ to keep everything else functioning in your body, your chakras are almost the same way. You need to have open, functioning, and aligned chakras in order to keep your spiritual anatomy functioning and working properly.
Absolutely. And you know, when you talk about the heart chakra, and the function of that heart chakra, and you liken it to the physical heart, the similarities and the vitality of that function really come down to circulation and life. The circulation of love, the circulation of understanding, that mm-hmm. circulation of forgiving
right.
yourself and others.
And others.
So that chakra connects to the fourth layer of the aura. So just like in the physical anatomy, one organ is assisting the flow and functionality of the next organ. Each organ is affecting the other organs. So if your heart chakra is healthy, it's going to be...
Your other chakras will be healthy as well.
Very,
so
very
everything will work in sequence. Everything will be aligned, balanced, and functioning properly. And if you had, let's say, a blocked chakra, overactivity, collapsed, then you're not going to be giving and receiving properly and through love and relationships. And you're not going to be giving to yourself. You're not going to be having that energy flow through you that's going to flow through your aura and all of your spiritual system and connection. So that's why when we're talking about the anatomy, we're talking about blockages, unblockages, things that are functioning, how everything is working together, just like the physical.
Absolutely. And so when we talk about that heart chakra and how it connects to the fourth layer mm-hmm. of the aura, here's what it's doing. It's taking in that experience, whether it's good, whether it's bad, happy or sad, and it's sending the vibrational frequency of that into that fourth layer. Now, that fourth layer needs to do pretty much what our kidneys do. It needs to absorb and then filter. But if the heart chakra, if there is something that is blocking it, it's sending blockage into the aura. And what is the aura doing? It's retaining that. It's not filtering it out. It is retaining. And what it could be retaining may actually be something that no longer serves you. It may be something that it's time for you to indeed filter out, that is blocking you from connecting to the love that you desire, blocking you from opening your heart, trusting yourself and trusting others. So in the same way that your pancreas can affect what's going on in the kidneys and heart can affect what's going on in the pancreas, that heart chakra is affecting what goes on in the aura. Are you retaining? Are you filtering? Are you flowing? Are you growing? That is how that spiritual anatomy is functioning so similar to the physical anatomy.
You know, and I love how in the physical we have eyes, right?
Yes.
And they're used for us to see. It's our vision. But sometimes in our physical, we can have issues or conditions like stigmatism. Some people are farsighted, nearsighted. Some people are actually blind.
Yes.
And in the spiritual, it's your third eye. Your third eye chakra is your intuition, your faith. It's the ability to see beyond the problem in front of you. So many of us can only see what's happening now or what's not happening now in our love life, in our career, in family. Your third eye is your faith. It's seeing beyond what you can see. We use our eyes to look at what we want. We look at what we want to size up. Our third eye has that energy to see beyond what we can. It does give us more faith to have that energy in our chakras.
So it's so interesting when you talk about sight and we talk about the third eye. We're talking about in the physical, our eyes are meant to see. But in that third eye, that's where you have that ability to see beyond that present circumstance. And I love how you say, see what is happening.
And what is not happening.
And what is not happening. But sometimes we can get so fixated on what is not happening.
Right.
That it's creating a blockage in itself. So if you cannot see past the present circumstances, whether it's being stuck in a job you do not want to be in,
mm-hmm.
whether it's that relationship that you see in front of you, it just looks like it's falling apart and you can't see how it could get better, or you desire to get out of it, but you can't see that there would be somebody else out there for you. That seeing is so important. But if the vision is blocked, just like in the physical, we can be so nearsighted. We're only seeing what is in front of us.
Exactly.
So we're not having that faith that there is anything beyond mm-hmm. what we see.
And that's where your third eye chakra comes in. It has the ability to see. It has the ability to give you a signal. It has the ability to have that energy flow through it. And I do want to talk more about this and other chakras, but I think we are getting ready for a short break.
We will be back after this short break.
Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Connie Five, your unstoppable diva, your host of Up or Out with Connie. I am thrilled to be a headline show on C-Suite Network, where you can grow your brand, grow your tribe, and be unstoppable. We are the hottest podcast for entrepreneurs, C-level executives, and market leaders. And you can hear me each week right here on the C-Suite Network. Also on Conscious Business Network, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, and over 900 stations around the globe. Be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. So delighted to be here. So when we left off, we were talking about that third eye, and I was getting ready to discuss how it's connecting to the sixth layer of the aura. And for those of you who may just be tuning in, we're going to go back to it a little bit. So the third eye, the ability to see beyond, it touches our faith. It's the chakra that is connected to believing in the things that we cannot see or seeing beyond present circumstances. When I say seeing beyond, I'm talking about seeing past the stagnant life that some of us may be living, seeing past a situation that seems to be hopeless. Even if it seems to be, it doesn't mean that it is, but it's that third eye that touches that faith and that says, this is what I see, but I know what I can create. So if that third eye is healthy, it's going to be able to do that. And the way that it connects to that sixth layer of the aura is that whatever you're seeing, it sends that vibrational frequency into that layer. And once that layer receives that frequency, it's going to, if it's healthy, it's going to say, this is what's happening, but I'm going to filter out the way this looks, and I'm going to let in what I know can be through my faith. If that chakra is blocked or going through any type of difficulty or turmoil that it's not releasing, what it's sending into that aura is resistance to change. It's sending into the aura an energy that's being retained that says, I cannot move past where I am at this present time.
And that brings me to the crown chakra, which is one of my favorite chakras. So if I was going to compare the crown chakra to something physical in the anatomy, it would be the brain. Mm. So your brain is used for thinking, understanding, decision-making, feeling. So in your spiritual anatomy, this would be your crown chakra. The energy in your crown is responsible for the energy flow of thinking, processing, and understanding that leads to manifesting, which I'm very excited about because I don't think a lot of people use their crown chakra enough or appropriately.
Absolutely. And you know, when you talk about manifesting, I get excited about that too. Mm-hmm. Because in order to manifest, we have to be able to understand, to process. You talk about what the physical brain does. It's that processing, that understanding. So if we've gone through some experiences that were hurtful or painful, they are never coming into our life. We have not experienced any of these things for no reason. There is a lesson that is meant to come through this. But if you're not absorbing the lesson and you're not processing, you're not understanding and you're not receiving that, you're going to be repeating that process again and again, and that creates stagnance. And that connects to that seventh layer of the aura. And if that layer of the aura is blocked, I have heard people complain physically of having headaches.
Oh, yes.
Or I cannot focus. I cannot concentrate on an exam. I am forgetting things. I cannot move forward in any way. And think about it. If you cannot process where you've been and you don't understand where you're at, you can't possibly map out
where you're going.
Exactly. And when you map that out, that doesn't mean having all the answers. That doesn't mean I have to know every turn of the road, every exit, and every route I'm taking.
But it does mean confidence.
Absolutely. It does mean confidence. It means
faith.
Faith. It means I'm going to aim for something better by what I've processed, learned, and understood. I'm going to take this and create a new circumstance. And that can only happen through the healthy crown processing and knowing. You have to know what you want to manifest to manifest. So many people say, I want a better life. You need to know, what does that consist of? What does it entail?
You have to have detail. Detail is very important.
Absolutely. So when you think about the three chakras, and of course, we all know there's more than three, but we've just touched on three. And in the three that we've touched on, we haven't even tapped into the other four, and we may or may not in the show. But just through the three that we've touched on, you can see how almost every portion of life is covered. Thinking, receiving, loving, forgiving, manifesting, having faith. Mm-hmm. That's almost every portion of our being.
That's right.
So if you take that into consideration and you say, I'm not doing any of these things. I'm not manifesting. I don't even know what I want to manifest. Mm-hmm. Or I do know what I want to manifest, but it's so far I can never
reach it. And I don't know how.
Absolutely. I don't know how. And you say, I don't even believe. I believe happiness is for everyone else, and it's not for me.
For me, right.
You know, I hear that a lot. So if you are a person that you're saying, I have done everything that I know how to do, and I keep drawing in the same type of love relationship or no relationship
at all.
If you are the person that's listening to this and saying, I am repeating the same cycles over and over again, no matter how different the approach is that I take, I wind up at the exact starting point, not reaching my destination in life. And if you are someone that feels that you have been so ready for change, so ready to take your life off of pause and start living, you're ready to hit the play button, but you just feel like no matter what you do, you're not getting there. There can be something that's malfunctioning in that spiritual body. Maybe it's your chakras. Maybe it is your aura. It could be something that the spirit, well, I take that back. It is something that the spirit remembers and knows. It's something that you need to touch, to understand, and to find out where it is coming from, because you do have the ability and the power. Once you know where it is, once it is properly diagnosed, and once it is discovered, you have the ability and you have the power to create that healing, to create that change.
Which brings me to our gift that we have for all of our listeners.
Yes.
So our gift to all of our listeners is the opportunity to take advantage of our complimentary spiritual diagnostic service. So like Carol says, if you are listening and you feel you are not moving forward, you are not moving back, you are stuck in one spot, one position, in a pattern that you keep repeating over and over again, it is time to get your answers. And it's very simple. What is a spiritual diagnostic service or session? It's very simple. It's like going to the doctor. We've all been to the doctor. And when you go, they do an evaluation. It's like labs, x-rays, scans. They zoom in on the problem. They get all of the information. And they give you an evaluation on where it came from, how long it's been there, what the problem is, and what they're going to do or what you're going to do to make it manageable.
If you've got the right doctor.
If you've got the right doctor. And a spiritual diagnostic service is the same thing. We are going to see where your problem is. Is it in your past or past life? Is it in your present? Is it a blocked chakra? Is it something in your aura? So you can have the answers. So you can have that medicine. So you can be balanced to face a better tomorrow.
That's exactly right. So when a person is ready to receive a spiritual diagnostic, how it's done is we pick up on your voice vibrations. We have people who come in to see us in person, and that's where we're looking at them and diagnosing, but it is just as effective by phone. By picking up your voice vibrations, we're going to be able to understand through a guided meditation, what is going on in your aura? Are you retaining an energy that's blocking you? What is going on in your chakras? Which chakras are unhealthy, if any?
Mm-hmm.
Which chakras are healthy so that you can tap into the healthy energy that you have and circulate it further through your system that it can facilitate the change and the manifesting that you desire? We go into your spirit. We pick up on what the spirit, what the soul has recorded through your journey in this lifetime. We'll be able to tell you how many lifetimes you've lived. We'll be able to tell you which chakra is the healthiest that you should tap into and proceed your decision-making from that vibrational frequency. We'll be able to also assist you with giving you a prescription for a guided meditation practice. So for those of you listening, we will be right back, and we're going to touch more on the anatomy of the spirit after this short break.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. Imagine 3 days in a hand-built log home nestled in the Cascade Mountain. Activate the collaboration between the body and spirit and allow the accelerated connection as one of the most powerful ways to light up your cells, honor the body's needs in this all-inclusive event. Visit lynnmbrown.com or call 206-931-7356.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Well, hello, everybody. It is so great to be back. It's 1:30, and I'm feeling so blessed to be here and getting ready to go back into our topic, Anatomy of the Spirit. And I'm just going to do a little bit of a recap of what it is that we have discussed. So we've talked about how the spiritual anatomy is very much like the physical anatomy. Like in our physical, we have our heart, our lungs, our pancreas, our kidneys, our liver, and each one of these organs is so vital to our well-being, how we proceed, how we sustain our physical body, our mental and emotional health as well. So in the spirit, it's the aura, it's the chakras, spirit or soul, if you will, and this is the makeup of the spiritual body. And we've touched on a few chakras, how if one of the chakras are blocked, it can affect how the aura is absorbing energy or releasing energy. Is it absorbing and not releasing? Or is it releasing everything, absorbing nothing of what we need? Just like the physical body needs to absorb nutrients. So we've touched on that. And I'd like to touch a little bit on the spirit, the soul. Through your journeys in your prior lifetimes, whether you are a very new soul or whether you are an old soul who has had many journeys, you have recorded experiences and you have memories that are contained in the spirit that the mind may not remember or realize, unless there are those of you who have had regression work or you've taken your shamanic journey and spiritual journeys and you've been able to see that. There are some of you who have, or people who are very intuitive and you are able to feel what it is that you have been through, and you're in touch with that. So if you take all of these aspects and you put them together, if everything is flowing in a synchronistic flow, it should be able and will be able to guide you toward the light. The light is peace, happiness, accomplishment, manifesting. Now, does that mean that there's no room for a mistake? Does that mean that it's impossible to proceed forward into the light without experiencing some bumps in the road? Not necessarily. You can proceed forward. It is available to you to tap into the best you that you can be. But just like the physical body goes through some ailments, so does that spiritual body. And that's where we diagnose what it is that you're containing that needs to be released. Where is your vitamin deficiency, if you will? What nutrients is your aura not able to receive? Does your aura receive love, or does your aura reject love? Does your heart chakra pump that circulated flow through the body and through the mind and through the spirit that you actually need to sustain yourself and your growth and your manifesting? Or is it skipping a beat? Through the spiritual diagnostic session, we would love to assist you in locating those answers, locating blocks if you have them, or simply locating what is your best functioning point through your energy field that can be expanded through light and manifesting around you. So for those of you who would like to receive our gift to you, and this gift is to all of our listeners, log on to our site, spirituald.com. Again, that's spirituald.com. Send us a little letter. Tell us about yourself. Who are you? What are you going through? What have you gone through? Where would you like to be? Where do you feel blocked? And what we are going to do, give us a contact number so that we can call you back. We're going to set some time aside for you, and we're going to go through a guided meditation session with you. And we are going to locate what it is that needs to be released, where you're holding it, and what it is that needs to be received. So through this process, what is this going to do for you? You're not going to be going through your journey blindfolded. You're going to have vision and be able to touch that third eye, be able to activate it and see through it. So if you have astigmatism in that third eye, or you're nearsighted in that third eye, the equivalent of nearsighted in the third eye would be, I have to look only at what's in front of me. I can't possibly look any further because I can't see. If you're nearsighted in that third eye, we're going to adjust that. We're going to adjust that sight. And how we're going to adjust it is by showing you that you have the power to adjust it. The answers are in you, but sometimes you need to be able to hear from yourself and know what it is that you're holding or what you're not holding, what tools you have and what tools must be obtained to reach that healing. A spiritual diagnostic session works as a catalyst to lead you to the answers and the tools that you already have. You know, a funny example I can think of is I needed to fix a few things in the house. And I was like, you know, I need to run out and get a tool. And I was like, wait a minute, let me look in the toolbox and see if I've already got one of those. And I found that exactly what I needed, I already had. And that's how these tools are for you. You have them. You just need to find them. For those of you who need to be treated to release energies that you feel are binding you, you need to know what it is that you're releasing. And then we can tailor a meditation that you're either doing on your own or that is guided. And that is your choice. So again, log on to spirituald.com. Give us a little bit of information and a phone number, and we will be glad to contact you and set up a time for your spiritual diagnostic session. And we do look forward to that. And for people who are listening to the show, you can also call in and feel free to ask questions. We're getting ready now to take a short break, and we will be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important?
Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio, featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We are talking about anatomy of the spirit. And when you go to spirituald.com and send us a message that you want to take advantage of our gift of a complimentary diagnostic service, I or Carol will call you back. And I want to just explain a little bit how I do a diagnostic session. So what I do is I will get familiar with you. We will talk for a little bit. You will tell me a little bit of, you know, your concerns. And what I'm going to do is start a meditation for you. And it's going to be basically an evaluation of, I'm going to go through each of your chakras and look at which one is functioning, which ones may not be functioning. Is there some overactivity in one? Is the energy in your crown or your heart the way that it should be? Is there enough energy? Is it flowing enough through your aura? We're going to look at all of your spiritual system, your chakra, your aura, your spiritual connection. It is going to be like going to the doctor. You're going to get those labs, those x-rays. We're going to zoom in on the problem, and I will have a complete evaluation for you. You will start your spiritual journey and working towards the solution.
Absolutely. And so when I'm doing a spiritual diagnostic session, and Justice says the same, when I'm doing that, what we're doing here is I'm taking you through a guided meditation of each chakra. So we touch on the color of the chakra, we touch on the breath of the chakra, and then we go into a mantra that lines up with that chakra. Through each chakra, through the breath work, and through the guided meditation, and the things that I'm going to be asking you to say in connection to that chakra, I'm able to receive the frequency of, does it make it to the aura? When you speak the mantra, does it resonate into the aura? Or is it missing the aura? Is what you're saying contradictive to what you're feeling? For example, starting with the root chakra, we may say, I am grounded, I am stable. through that, we're going to see through that vibration, are you grounded? Are you stable in the physical world? Do you feel that? Or is it something that comes close to the aura, but doesn't quite flow and function in life? Moving up through the navel chakra, we may say joy, bliss, happiness, and we will see the vibrational frequency. Does it make it to the aura, or does it come close and then start to dissipate? Through the chakra system, that diagnosis is going to be revealed to us, because it is through the chakra system that it gets sent through the aura. And also, from the chakra to the aura, we will receive the vibrational frequency of the spirit or soul, which is one and the same. What are you containing? What is it that you're holding? If there is a block, did you receive it from a prior lifetime? Is it a lesson that you've learned that you're repeating, or is it a lesson that you've missed? So in spiritual diagnostic, it covers a whole range of what it is that you're going through presently, what you've gone through in the past, and where it is that you want to see yourself in the future. Sometimes we have a huge vision that we feel we can't reach, or we're not having enough of a vision. We're underestimating. And that can be coming from one of the chakras, a past life experience, a childhood experience, a broken heart, a divorce. We're going to let you know the origin of the block, if there is one. And for those of you who are listening right now, or you may have just tuned in, log on to spirituald.com. It'll explain all of the services that we do, and you can have the opportunity to take advantage of our complimentary spiritual service, a complete spiritual diagnostic. And I'd really like to touch on this. I know we have a few more minutes.
Yes.
Before we go. And I'd like to talk about the journey that our listeners have been on in life. Each one of you, whether you're feeling stagnant, whether you're feeling evolved, whether you're feeling advanced, whether you find yourself feeling lost or confused, your journey has been valid. Your position at this time and at this moment is valid. And it is the key and the conduit that will take you to where you are meant to go. It's just important sometimes to get an understanding and a confirmation. Some of you just need confirmations of things you already know. You just need that confirmation, or it just needs to be revamped for you to see it in a clearer perspective. So for those of you who may feel that you've been stuck, you've been on pause, you've been stagnant, please do not look at your journey as a road that has led to nowhere, or a situation where the steps and the decisions that you've made in life have not been valid. Each and every decision, each and every mistake, each and every step that has been taken has been an absolute lesson. It has been an absolute conduit to healing. It has definitely been what you need to get to where you're going. It's just important, like we talked about earlier, the brain and the crown chakra, to reach that processing, to reach that understanding, so that we can facilitate that flow of manifesting, reaching for what it is that we desire, achieving it, and receiving it. So I would like to also talk about, I know we just have a few more minutes, but I'd really like to talk about people who feel that they have already gone through this type of process and they still feel confused. Sometimes there are processes spiritually that do need to be repeated, that do need to be taken from a different perspective do need to be understood from the time and the place that we're in now. It doesn't mean that the meditations you've been doing or the spiritual work that you've been doing or have done in the past is in vain. It simply means that sometimes we have to repeat certain steps from the place that we are now to get to where we're going, because we're constantly changing. We're constantly evolving. We're constantly moving forward. You know, I love the meaning and the understanding of Buddhism. It's such a beautiful philosophy. What does the word Buddha mean? It means enlightened being. What is our goal in this lifetime? It is to become enlightened. Now, each one of us may be becoming enlightened in different ways. We're not all meant to be enlightened toward one path and one journey. We all have separate paths. We all have separate journeys. But becoming enlightened as to what is my path? What is my purpose? Where am I going? Am I on the right road? Well, you're on the road that you're meant to be on, but we do not want you to miss your exit. When is it time to go into a different direction? When is it time to reach that final destination? And we would love to be catalysts to reach the Buddha in each and every one of you and introduce you to the most important person in your life. And that is
you.
It totally is.
And, you know, I love when you say to those listeners, you know, I've done the work or I've tried the books or the meditations and it still hasn't worked. And I think that's because a lot of our listeners has not had a spiritual diagnostic service to actually zoom in on the problem and find out where it is, where it's coming from, and how long it's been there, and the answers that they need to get their solutions. I think they've listened to some shows or they've seen things on TV and the internet, and they've read books and they've done all types of services, but it's maybe not the right service. Maybe they, and you know, we're going to have upcoming shows about this, about being misdiagnosed. And if you are one of those listeners, you need to take advantage of this opportunity as this gift and get a complimentary diagnostic session so we can zoom in on the problem. So you can find out where it is. Is it from this life? Is it from a past life? Is it from a family member? Is this something connected to your spiritual DNA? Is this a chakra problem? Is this a retention in your aura? Log on to spirituald.com and get your answers today.
Absolutely. So what it is that we need to know is that even if you've been doing a meditation practice that hasn't gotten you to where you wanted to be, it still was not in vain. Every step that you've taken, even the ones that have not yielded the results that you desire, have been necessary. Even your mistakes, they have been totally necessary for this moment. So that when you are finding the right answer of where that problem is or where your gifts are, some people who receive a spiritual diagnostic are not looking, or we're not receiving a problem. We're actually receiving what their gifts and abilities are that they need to be tuning into more and advancing on.
And once you have that faith, once you have the ability to see beyond what is in front of you, that is actually helping your chakras. That is giving you more energy and more function to work with your chakras, because you want that energy flowing through them. Just like the physical heart, you want that blood pumping through.
Yeah, we need circulation. Absolutely.
Well, it has been an absolute pleasure being here with you, Carol.
Jay, I've really enjoyed our show, and I'm sending light and love out to all of our listeners. The light in us honors the light in you. Namaste.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions with Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.